Okay, store's open.
How you doing, Ion? Glad to have you back again. Thing that gets everybody excited. I guess I can turn the sound things off. That one. Sound. Where's the sound? There it is. Put the headphones. That should be better, Ion.
So how is it after 100 years doing radio, you still can't figure out the buttons? How is that?
I do it to create chaos.
C-K-L-N ruined him.
Adam Vaughn, you'll have that.
Lily Kelly drags my headphones through the dust. Burning shit. How come you can't walk over here knocking my headphones?
I got my chaos.
I create this chaos on purpose. It creates involvement. It's like stuttering. You guys can start asking, talking to Ion.
Why would the lady that said she was my mother during my childhood?
The lady, Barbara. Yes, okay. It's blowing right now. Run for cover. It's almost over soon. What about that, though?
What is what?
Synesthesia? Or synesthesia? How do you say it?
Synesthesia. What is synesthesia, Ion?
According to non-physical.
The same mark of the same line of the same note simultaneously with the error of clicking time.
Wow, that's quite a definition. So the same thing happens. Simultaneity is the factor that creates the synesthesia?
In pitch of a line of a note.
Wow, Roxy can understand that.
What creates the color? Is it the heat in the atmosphere, for example? The changes on the heat?
Piff. Turn
what,
the damn chip
piff?
Back on.
Piff?
Piff.
T is in Tom.
P is in
Peter.
Piffy.
You got that there. Go. Go, Roxy.
No, I didn't go.
Well, he's saying tiff. Do you know what that means?
She shoots. She scores. Piff.
Were you saying Galileo's father was trying to say something like a week ago?
He was saying, what about that, though? He was saying, what about that, though?
And what about it?
What about that, though? That's what he kept saying.
Does he mean do, re, fa, mi, sa, lo? Is that what you, that do?
No.
On my chart?
No. That do. What about that do?
You mean the dough to make bread? No?
More
way
like
off?
Dough.
Dough. What about that do? What about that do? He had a stutter, whatever you call it, cleft tongue. What about that do? And he goes, do.
What about that do?
Awesome, Ion, awesome.
And what about it?
That's what Galileo's daddy was saying. What about that, though?
No, that? We've got Ion stuck on a groove already.
That's the answer to the question. And she keeps asking the question, and we keep answering it. And then she says again, what does that mean? What about that, though? That's what Galileo's daddy was saying. That's what he was trying to say. That's what we were saying. He said, we said, hey, Galileo's daddy said, what about that, though? That's what he said. So he said, "What?" When God takes a dump on your head, craft it into a hat that says, when God takes a dump on your head, craft it into a hat that says, when God takes a dump on your, a crap on your head, craft it into a hat that says, it's like that. What about that, though?
That's Roxy's new composition, Teddy. She's going to serialize the speech rhythms in the music.
It's a bit of pentameter, isn't it?
Pentameter, yeah. Roxy's attacking back with pure sound. Very good, Roxy. That's good. Good response, Ion. You met your match there, Ion.
Oh. What about that, though?
I'm communicating.
That's good. That's Zappa. Yeah, Ion. Respond, please.
Come on, start jamming.
Galesburg, Michigan.
Uh-oh, geography lesson. We start naming places all over the place. Galesburg, Michigan. Michelin. Ketchumakuji. You know where Ketchumakuji is?
Oh, it's shaking up Detroit.
Shaking up Detroit. That's significant.
Galesburg.
The earthquake? Are you talking about the earthquake in Michigan?
Yes.
There's nothing to say about it, though, is there?
Yeah, I just looked it up, and it said a 4.2 earthquake near Galesburg in Michigan.
Right now?
Yeah.
This happened today? Hey, look at that. We've blocked Makashima. Mackie can't get on. He can't speak.
It's that's okay. He's drunk problem. Already anyway. He's got too much sake.
So the earthquake was at 12:24 Saturday afternoon, according to the Geological Survey, struck about 5 miles southeast of Galesburg, Michigan, which is just east of Kalamazoo.
Is that a rare place for an earthquake?
Yeah, it's a little odd.
Red, a little red. Not rod, red ion.
Kabuka blue again today.
Yeah. Good. And besides saying this, Tisha, what other changes are we going to experience in our perception?
All of them.
Ion, is the wormhole the composer of the music in our galaxy?
That's Gail.
What about that, though?
Is that Gail complaining about you, Mark?
Yeah, she's calling me an apple. Okay, let me put it differently. I'm taking notes. What color would the light be from a black hole when we can finally see it?
That's a good question, Ion. I think you'd be approached. Not in code, but in semantics.
Kalea's front has stalled.
Kalea. Who's that girl? That sounds familiar.
Your volcano.
Galileo?
No.
Your volcano.
Galileo is the pool guard.
Here?
Yeah.
Wow, Ion's quoting here.
And he's getting married on Cinco de Mayo. So.
Is that right?
Hey, Kaleo.
Kaleo's name? Ion salutes Kaleo. He knows the name of the pool guard here. How do you spell Kaleo?
Don't tell it.
Okay, I won't.
You don't spell it?
No.
I'll just put in our Kaleo. K-A-L-A-O.
Is that a color?
No, maybe. People are environments. Yeah, maybe that's the answer. He's kind of beige looking. Is he a Filipino, Carol?
He's probably Japanese, Filipino.
Yeah, mixture. Hawaiian.
Ion, do we have to be a singularity?
No.
Are we a singularity?
Well, are you? If you're singularity, wouldn't you know it?
Well, I would collapse myself from the gravitational force if I was.
What about that, though? Okay, so you do. So you do. Okay, good. Next, and you do. Fine.
Okay, that would be the same question is, why do we bury ourselves in 6 feet of dirt? Same difference?
We don't.
We don't what? Bury ourselves in 6 feet of dirt?
No. They make you put you in a vault.
Oh, if we're cremated?
No. If they don't put you in the ground, they put you in a vault.
And if we are in a vault, what are we? What would we experience if we were in the vault?
Quiet, peacefulness.
Well, I don't want to be in the vault.
But of course not. You're eternal, but you'd still be in the box if you choose to go.
I don't want to go.
Very good. Excellent. Then don't go.
I won't. I'll just listen to you forever, I guess.
Okay, whatever.
And good, great cooking recipes. Gail, do you have a comment besides being an asshole? No. Okay, thanks.
Gail being an asshole, that's not common, is it, Mark?
It's not what?
Not common for Gail to be an asshole.
No, Gail. No. I'm the common.
But in your private message to me, were you saying that Gail was overweight?
No, I'm saying that she has a confliction with her weight and that Dr. C gave out the T-TAP.
Ah, yeah, T-TAP.
That book.
Hello, I'm reading the book.
She's reading the book. So anyway, that book is so incredible. With your depletion formula and that book, at ION, you have the keys to the kingdom.
You got that, Kiln? T-tapping.
Yeah, she does it.
Kiln does it every day.
Yeah, Mark is saying that Gail got the information from me to look into T-TAP. He called me Dr. C.
Yeah.
And you didn't.
I knew that. I got the message the other day.
So why are you saying, does Carolyn know about it when I'm the one that recommended it?
Just checking. I don't know who's who anymore.
Okay, I'm just checking back. Then.
I always go to bed, or 7 or 7:30, with Carolyn, watching Carolyn doing T-TAP. She's got the T-TAP video on while listening to Payday Archives, something like that. That's, and she's bending over doing these T-TAP things, and I'm saying, good night. I'll be back in 3 hours. Good night.
Yeah, Bob.
That's a common scene every morning.
What is Teresa Tapp really doing for you?
Carolyn, what's she doing for you?
For me?
Ian knows the name. He said the right name.
Yeah. She's just a good resource, another good resource.
Well, see, you bend a lot, and she loosens you up.
She multitasks her exercises, so you're holding your knees out and doing a little semi-squat, and then you're moving other parts. So for me, because I love multitasking, then it's a great exercise because you're doing so many things at once. But right now I'm actually doing Egoscu exercises, and that's fun too.
Egoscu. But yes, Carolyn takes a whole hour out to lie on the floor. You never know when it's going to happen, but another time when she can listen to Payday.
Yeah.
Dr. C, isn't the entire idea is to increase the endocrine system so it can flow better and more efficient with the T-TAP system? Because she's talking about people reversing diabetes.
Right. There's one she does that you're lifting your legs high, like high stepping and crossing over, and that massages your groin lymphatics and increases your circulation. So it's focused exercises, and she does the before and after measurements and, has ways of reporting, and I think a lot of exercises could probably have results like she's getting, but those people don't bother doing the befores and afters.
Well, the people that are in her book have tried all the exercises and have found this to be the best. What interests me is that it mirrors the same confirmations of the completeness formula. It almost mirrors the same effects. These people have the same effects as if they were on the completeness formula.
Well, I don't think so. I mean, I've been there. I've lectured there, and I've seen the people, and the same people keep coming back and have the same problems. And that's why Teresa's very interested in the completeness formulas and uses them herself. She wanted to sell them, but of course I don't wholesale. But she promotes them as much as she can. You don't just go for one thing. You do it all.
Well, who's going for one thing?
Mark's trying to say, well, if we just do the exercises, that looks like it's doing the same as the Kundalini.
No, you have to listen to me. You have to have your mind greasing your proprioceptive nerve endings. That's an important part of exercise that they don't include in the
Does that make your fallopian tube sore?
No, loose, juicy. Juicy.
Juicy fallopian tube?
Them up.
Nice. Nice. That's good. Okay. Rigorously, I'm sure. Okay, good.
Rigorous. Rigorous. No, they don't say, they go body, mind, and spirit, but they don't do the mind. They don't know how to do the mind. They don't know how to do the spirit.
We say never mind. We say in the spirit's fucking you up, so don't worry about that.
Yeah,
just
never
move around,
spirit, mind,
stir it up with that a bit, and get into the position where you start living, and then you can give an ascension, and then all of a sudden you're tap, tap, trip, trap, tip, tap. Tip, tap, whatever the thing is, well, you won't even have to do it. You'll be happy to do it. It'll be just something natural that you do while you're multitasking, doing your thingy things. So it's all fun. Shift around a little bit. It won't hurt nothing. It's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing with exercise gurus, and Teresa's one of the best, you know, she's very balanced, but still she has to keep her perfect figure and her perfect image so that people can aspire to be her. That puts a person in a less than position.
Yes, Carolyn, I can see it on her face. That smile that she constantly does is very strange.
Yeah, so she always has to be performing. That's why I don't like to do conferences or anything anymore. I'll just do the radio show because people, they won't look at themselves for their answer. They keep looking outside of themselves.
She looks odd in her smile grimace.
Yeah,
Carol?
Exactly. In this constant. It's like ions up her butt or something, you know. I don't know.
It's specialism. Even if you got a gig going and you're making money, you have to get over the strain of specialism. It's very hard to do.
Yeah, and what happened with Teresa, she wanted to, when she met me ages ago, she wanted to do her book with me. And she had a Random House contract, and my book is Random House, so she thought it would be so cool. But they immediately, oh, no, no, you can't have another person do the book with you. You know, you're the image that we have to create. And they gave her actually a 3-book contract, and it seemed very exciting. But then it totally made her a slave to writing the books and doing them the way that editors wanted. So it's a double-edged sword.
And then she went on Dr. Oz or was offered, and she found out about the...
Well, that's kind of confidential, Bob, but
In
terms of the person, so I'd appreciate you not talking about that.
I'm not talking about guys. I'm shutting up. Zip.
I understand. That explains it perfectly. It's amazing how copywriting, and I mean copywriting as a sales ploy, McLuhan talked about that was the most powerful thing that came in the media was advertising. And it's extremely, even though, Bob, you teach us media and we're taught, we still get, and I listen to Dr. C, but we still get entrapped by great copywriting, by the advertisement.
Yeah, that's what I've been mentioning about the medicating with supplements, where people read this incredible ad about this incredible supplement that tells them every few paragraphs that they'll be very less than if they don't take it. It's horrifying how many people are led into these products, not for their health, but just for their pocketbook, and they don't even realize it.
Well, you said the key words, Carolyn, is that if you can read and if you feel that you're less than you know that you're trapped. If they don't empower you, then you're on the wrong path. If they give you the feeling of less than, then that should be a flag.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. But see, nobody kind of twigs to that because that's the modus operandi of most things, of religion, for example.
Oh, of course.
you know, if we say that, a Christian would think that I'm being blasphemous because I say that. And that's how far the brainwashing has gotten, that they don't even realize that they're being made to feel less than.
Wait down to listen to the Chuck Wagon Gang and they'll feel better.
So, Ion, do you have a song to, not the blues, but to sing to the less than blues?
Chuck Wagon Gang, Echoes from the Burning Bush.
That's a song?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a song.
Chuck Wagon Gang's Songs from the Burning Bush?
Echoes from the Burning Bush.
Yeah, listen to this. Scott wrote in from Toronto. He's becoming a member of Dukes, but he said, this is tremendously exciting for me, Bob, and the completement formulas are having such a positive effect, I scarce know what to say. Your products, Ian, are making Scott not know what to say.
And it's turned him into Renaissance phrasing.
I scarce know what to say, right. And then Stephanie keeps saying, isn't there any private sessions with Ion anytime soon? We go, nope. Just come on here. Just do it right here. Everybody knows Stephanie, but nobody cares, Stephanie. So you can ask your most intimate questions right here.
Go, Steph.
Those deaf.
Go, Stephanie.
Go, Steph. Yeah, go, Stephanie. Yeah. Just want to say that video that was released by Roxy in the last day or so called Spiritual Gift for the Masses is an awesome video, one of my finest performances. Explains how Ion began, what it was like the first few months. Very personal statement. Even Steve said, he goes, the darting mouth? Then he says, talking about this video, yes, it's Bobomania in full flight. Nonsense, of course, but a bit interesting and even somewhat amusing in small doses. So thanks for this, Bob. Then he says, incidentally, the logic of a cause and effect relationship between you flying somewhere and disasters occurring is, well, rather questionable. Airplanes crash and natural disasters occur somewhere in the world virtually every single day, even without you being on the road. But you know that already, of course. We don't have airplanes crashing every day. It's not true. Anyway, Steve is slightly interested.
Slightly amused.
And somebody said, on the Kentucky Derby today, they lost $3,000. You were right, Bob.
We told them that American Pharoah was going to win.
You didn't say nothing to that, of course.
You were right, Bob.
Ion's picks. Look at this. Ion's picks must have been for World 23Z or some shit, because in this world, these were not the picks. Unfortunately, he followed Ion's advice. Do not do that at the Derby. Look at Ion even claiming, we never even heard that word before, Ion, what you're just saying.
American Pharoah, are you nuts? You a nut. What about that, though?
Ion, why did you say it's a knockout?
Because it was.
Well, that wasn't the horse that won, and Far Right, and Firing Line, and Bolo.
That had nothing to do with it. Fitting its Wake won.
Okay, if all those horses win, how do you pay out the parlay? If all those horses win.
You said trifecta. Or you said first.
Okay. That's more than three, isn't it?
Well, that was a superfecta with Bolo, but yeah. You were giving it as a lineup, were you not?
Don't think so.
It was just as a lineup in preparing Roxy for her non-semantic music.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Exactly. Barrow Sanders. I wouldn't question that. If that's where it's been the last 10 minutes, you're giving us the signature for the last 3 minutes, 10 minutes?
Yeah, what about that dog? What about that dog? What about that dog?
It's not dog, though. What about that dog? What about that dog?
What about that dog? What about that, Bob? What about that, Bob, that is supposed to be the valiant shell?
The what?
Yes, very good. Valiant shell.
Oh, is that something he said last week?
Yes. they say you don't create crash planes crashing, but Ion says you are the valiant shell of the atom.
Wow.
So what will that mean?
That means that Mayweather is going to get paid either way.
Mayweather.
Is it related to the transitional metals?
Nothing wrong with that question, Ion. Is it related to the transitional metals?
No, Mayweather is a boxer.
Oh, yeah, that's the big fight today or this weekend. Mayweather
and Pacquiao.
Capella.
Mayweather is going to lose, Don.
Why, because he's not Mexican? Is Capello Mexican?
No, Pacquiao is Filipino.
He's Mexican.
No, he's not.
Why not?
Bob is so funny. Bob is so funny.
Yeah,
Bob
so
is
funny.
So
yeah,
funny.
So funny.
Bob is so funny. He's a crazy Bob. He's a crazy Bob. You know what I mean? Bob, I ain't talking about you. You don't even want to talk about
the kettle calling the pot black here.
He's a Mexican. Yeah, he's a Mexican.
Everybody's
and
Mexican.
Ion, half-inch tape, 32 RPM, 78 RPM, or 176 kilobyte. What's the best recording medium right now?
The cloud.
Tell us which version of the cloud Ion suggests or recommends. Which cloud storage app?
Not been invented yet.
Not been invented yet.
So what's the best way to listen to music besides Bob?
Or which cloud should you use now?
Yeah, in the meantime, which one should we be using?
Neil Young's Polo?
Hot.
Or records? Or live music? Or dead music?
Ryan, when you're saying using the cloud, are you referring to a storage app or are you referring to something else?
He's not going to answer it. I know the answer. Never mind. It comes within us. That's the way we do music. It comes from within us. We don't listen to music. We create music. That's what music's about. We resonate with music. That's how we do music. We resonate.
Okay. Ion, last week when Bob asked you why Ion goes silent when a question is asked, you said the answers get filtered through Bob, and then you mentioned Galileo's father's name.
Yes.
What's the relationship between Ion going silent and Galileo's father? I looked him up, and he was a composer and a lutenist. A lute is a musical instrument, and he was one who played that. How is that significant to why Ion goes silent? Da-da-da-da. Will reading more about Galileo's father or Galilei, would it help me to get a better answer or a response from you?
Or maybe Ion's giving a response by being silent. It's you're supposed to intuit it or something.
The action is in the gap. That's the answer.
No, it's drawn out. So he may give an answer in 3 minutes from now. So there's the interval. So he's working on different intervals. He explained months ago the different intervals happening, different lengths of experience, different worlds, and I think that came out of the Ruth Ionette.
But he also mentioned lines and spaces in that recording.
Ion, the people in Nepal, the people who died, was that an agreement to die at that time with the other people? You say that we commit suicide in agreement. Is that correct?
They choose to come and they choose to go.
Okay, that's it then. Why bother?
Why bother?
why come here in the first place? The first thing you're going to do is kill yourself when you're like 2 years old or 1 year old.
Well, I understand you don't come here. You're always here. You do create a weird aberration and think you left and then come back, but that's a subset. Which we would always be happy to have Ion clarify even more if he was so inclined.
Oh, that's easy. It's in your inbox.
Oh, yeah, a bunch of lyrics. Yeah, a bunch of shit lyrics. Yeah, no, we want it in scientific talk. Well, actually, he does have something pretty good here. This is worth playing. It's not lyrics. All right, let's play this. I don't know what it is, but it looks good. All right, so let's start this. This is Ion's answer. Pretty good selection, Ion. Hope it works.
This is Gail.
What's that?
This is a song.
I was thinking about the Idumea song.
Well, you're not paying attention, Roxy. You're not paying attention. We're playing a recording by Ion, and I have to figure out how to make it heard. How do I make it heard?
Mark was talking about why bother, and the song starts with this phrase: "Am I born to die?"
That's all, but that's not what Ion wants to be played.
I'm not saying that.
What are you saying, Roxy?
Good.
I suppose people do born to die. I mean, they want it.
Am I born to
die?
That's
their goal. That's their goal.
Why are we born to die? I think Ion's even confused about that statement.
Not likely.
Do people born to actually be their own judge, they like that process? They think they have to improve or
value. Do we have to be valuable?
That's relative.
Yeah, it's relative. So we don't have to be valuable. Do we do that through work? Do we do that through trust? Do we do that through honor? How do we become human?
Zimbabs.
What is the trumpet that awakens?
No, listen. We have to play the music. We aren't going to get anywhere. But you guys have to figure out how to get my mic working. So put your little minds to it and tell me what to do.
I can do it.
You already demuted it, Bob?
Yeah, try clicking on the mute button.
You're plugged in. Your mic's working.
Yeah, so for some reason this video, Ion's not working. Maybe it's because it's in your world.
Cabron.
I clicked on it. Cabron. I clicked. Oh, there it is. No sound. So that video, for some reason, is not providing sound.
Bob, shoot me the link. I'll see if I can download it.
All right.
Grande Mamo Vicho.
What did he say, Roxy? What's that?
I don't think he's Mexican.
He says it's Mexican. That's his answer? It's Mexican.
Ion is Mexican.
Poquito español, por favor.
What's that mean, Roxy? Por favor.
Please.
Ion, ¿por qué dices que Bob es un cabrón?
Oh, he called you a mofo, Bob.
Did he? A motherfucker?
Yeah.
So how do I write in what we just did the past 5 minutes? Bob tried to play a British.
No, pata, seeky, seeky. That's what you put. What about that, though?
Yes, I was thinking about da-da-da-da-da, seeky, seeky, da-da-da-da-da. It's a new rhythm.
Good. She can make a movie about it. Hey, it's a new rhythm. Hey, Marsha McLuhan was good on the rhythm method. She may perfect it. The rhythm method.
So we could go on to another topic for a minute.
Ion, can I ask you a question? On top of one of our fireplaces, I just noticed a symbol. Was that symbol always there, or did I just notice it recently?
Always there, and you just noticed it.
What's a symbol?
A pentagram.
Flower moon.
A flower
moon?
No, pero es Siggy Siggy.
Flower
moon. Oh, that was a new voice.
A flower moon, okay.
Ian, what about the trumpet sound? What is meant by the trumpet?
In what context?
They say we are going to be awake from the grave by the trumpet.
In Revelations?
Yes.
That's a good question, Ion.
It's a sound. Where the dead in Christ shall rise.
Ion, I wanted to ask about the, what was it, April 18th payday. Kevin asked something and you gave what seemed to be a new formula, but you said HE2S2 2P2. So I realized later that you were naming the electron subshells. It wasn't S
right.
for sulfur or P for phosphorus. So anyway, HE2S2 2P2, is that the isotope HE4 that you're talking about?
Mostly.
Mostly. Because helium is number 2 on the atomic scale. So an isotope of 4 would give us 2 electrons in the S subshell and 2 in the P subshell. So being mostly at helium-4, are you implying or saying that there's another helium isotope that's going to manifest or come about?
Yes, yes, the osmium.
Okay. The osmium, oh.
What is the coming about? What comes a new mineral? What did you say is a noun?
Is there a new helium isotope that's coming about? And Ion said yes, osmium. So let's look up osmium. It's a chemical element with the symbol OS, atomic number 76. It's a hard, brittle, bluish-white transition metal, so there's a transition in the platinum group that's found as a trace element in alloys, mostly in platinum ores, yeah. So we've talked about this in terms of coal play. Is this just kind of a nod to what's happening?
It's what's becoming.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to leave it at that and pursue it later. Thank you very much, Ion.
Yummy.
Yeah, very yummy.
If Bob ever gets his shit kicked, there's some more in the inbox that'll do this. It's all about Canaan.
Okay, this is what I wanted us to hear a while ago.
He means come in.
Hallelujah.
Hi there, Miss Dillmount.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Right on the old button, Miss Dillmount. That's swell. Just swell. Punctuality. The pride of princes.
Hallelujah.
Beautiful.
How's that?
A beautiful baseball trophy. I love baseball.
Golf. I won it for golf.
I love golf, too.
Swell game. Play much? Golf's my hobby. Insurance, my business. You come highly recommended, Miss Dillmount. Bolt the door, take off your things. Let's have a sample.
When I recommended... Whatever, what was the topic? 6 minutes ago, I don't know what the topic was.
How do you become human?
How do you become human? Ah,
yeah.
Okay. Well, Ion suggested this recording from the Church of the Subgenius. J.R. Bob Dobbs on golf and gals. That's pretty obscure. It shows a scene, looks like from a movie, a 50s movie, where this guy with a pipe is talking to a secretary. Take off your clothes and have a sample. Is that what he's saying?
Bolt the door and take off your clothes. Let's have a sample.
Nice, Ian, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Now Ian maybe wants a song, so we'll play this one.
Got to play the next one.
Resurrect. We die to resurrect.
different sets give you the same point of exactly what you're talking about, from Gabriel blowing the trumpet, shifting of the body, changing in ascension, and coming into where you live in paradise. When old Gabriel blows his trumpet and we walk the streets of gold, I'll have a new body, I'll have a new life.
I am raised in
the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in paradise. I'll have a new body. I'll have a new life.
That's just platitudes. It doesn't tell us how to do it. We require osmium via helium, right?
We already did. We already told you how to do it. You're just connecting the dots.
Could you repeat that, that secret formula again?
We certainly would.
You would.
Is Lazarus still alive because he was resurrected? He's not going to die again, right? If he already experienced it.
Correct. He's continuing the journey he began from the yesterday.
Lazarus is still alive. Is that Axiom Water in the background?
Maybe.
Or Coldplay?
Nah, what about that, though?
Ion is making living bread.
Yeah.
The dog.
Yeah. So Lazarus is still alive.
Yay. Go, Lazarus. Give me an L. Give me an A. Give me a Z. Lazarus. Hey, Lazarus. Hey, Lazarus. Yay. Or no, it goes like this. As Eric McCrum would say,
Is that right? Does he say that?
Sounds kind of like Lurch on the Addams Family.
Why does Ion go silent sometimes when we ask him a question? Ask them a question.
Jada Kid.
That CERN talk? That talk about, like, in the CERN?
No, he's the
Jada
music artist. What about Jadakiss?
Who is it?
Pick one.
What is Jadakick, Liza?
Music artist, a rapper.
He's a riff rapper.
Riff rapper.
It's all about the Benjamin. No way out. Knock yourself out. Kiss the game goodbye.
Kiss again goodbye, the last kiss.
Ion, in all myths, there are people or gods that resurrected. Are they all alive?
If we say yes, that means they had the capacity to die. If we say no, you think they're already dead.
And who are we asking about, Roxy? Who's alive and dead?
No, there are many myths in which some gods resurrected, like Osiris and Baal, Adonis, and others.
And you wonder if they're still alive, are they still a resurrection?
Yeah, I mean, they died, and then they resurrected, so they knew there is no death and there is no point in dying, so I suppose they are these eternals.
Well, yeah, Ion gave a complicated response. He says it's a complicated assumption predetermining the answer.
In your inbox, Bob.
What? We've understood what you said.
Well, you keep asking the same goddamn questions.
but you're saying that if we said this, then that would be. And if we said the other, then that would be. See? So there's no univocal answer in a lyric.
Oh, yes. Oh, but that's only unilateral, little answer that there is. It's good.
Let's see what this is. Somebody commented on, mein humor is Zeus work for Deke. Over on... Bob Dobbs, Roxana's video, her own site, somebody goes, yeah. That's the Church of the Subgenius sign. When they wiggle the throat, yeah. So Someone responded to your post, Roxy, on Mein Humor is Schwartz für Dick. Well, it's Hitler. Maybe we should play this. Maybe we can hear it.
No, because I said this is the new church of the Uber genius, not sub, but...
Ah, you said Uber. That?
Bob, is that background noise?
Yeah.
Something wrong on your end? It's
no,
not.
I have to open it up to play music.
When I
stop the music, I click it off.
That?
Oh, no, that's Ion.
No, it's not.
It is. It's a Coldplay factory.
What happened? Yeah, that's the living water.
Yeah. Coldplay.
That's the
neither Coldplay nor living water. But what is it, Ion? Is it nothing to do with us?
Breaking. But Ion, what
are you saying?
With the persons that are clinically dead?
We can't really hear you. I think that's the background noise.
What do they do that they resurrect themselves when they are pronounced already clinically dead?
Move back toward Berlin. Move back toward Berlin. You'll be clearer.
Okay, because I'm in Luckenbach.
Well, somewhere a long way from your telephone speaker.
Okay, I'll try again. From Luckenbach, Texas, what happens when somebody is already pronounced clinically dead and they resurrect? What do these people do?
They retract the death certificate.
That I want to know how.
By saying it was a mistake and tearing it up.
So anybody can resurrect themselves if they choose to.
Or they can be resurrected.
See, look at that, Carol.
Yeah.
I'm overlaying the Skype connection static. So this sound is coming from Ion. That's not caused by you?
Nope.
Let's see. If I mute everybody. Yeah, see? I'm muting everybody. Oh, it stopped. So let's find out who it is. This person.
Because the world is round.
Then why can't you go ahead and say the message, Jada Kiss?
Come on, you fucker.
Who goody. Don't threaten us for a good time.
Okay, so I went through everybody, and nobody makes that noise.
Might be you, Bob.
It's you, Bob.
It's gone. The noise is gone. The noise is gone.
It looks like it's a solar flare.
It's Vincenzo
Galileo.
Is it a
solar flare, Ion?
Nope.
Am I still on mute?
Yes, you're still on mute.
Ion, you know, you say a lot of things that I say over the weekend, and when payday comes around, you end up saying things that I've said in my mind.
What about
like
that, though?
Can we go back to that question of why Ion goes silent? Because I looked up Jadakiss, I found a song, We're Going to Make It, and I'm looking at the lyrics. So tell us what's next.
Sing them.
Fuck the frail shit. Because when my coke come in, they got to use
skills.
Now,
there we go. See, now listen. There we're getting somewhere. Start over. That was the good part.
Fuck the frail shit, because when my coke come in, they got to use the scales that they weigh the whales with. Carson's on the Jeep, but Gotti made the prototype. Hoped you get a picture, but you just can't photo light. Determined niggas make it, kicking down the door, and we burning niggas naked. The house costs $1 million, sitting on the beach, and the only thing I know if it's furnished, I'ma take it. My bathtub lift up. My walls do a 360. We got the shit that the government got. Talking money, then you rub in the spot. Real niggas say that they be wildin'. We on the Cayman Islands on a yacht with our favorite albums. A bad hoe and a plate of salmon. Salmon smoking and drinking, nigga, is thinking that our fate is violent. I love my nigga for the fact that he real and nobody on the faculty squeal. What? And if you face some capital pun, pass me a gun and I'ma give you time to run while I rapidly peel. We're going to make it. We're going to make it. We're going to make it.
Yay.
What was all that, Eliza?
It was the lyrics for the song.
Jadakiss.
Mm-hmm. So
okay,
are the lyrics, do they reveal why Ion goes silent sometimes when we ask questions?
Yeah, until it all falls down.
Is that another lyric?
Yes.
Oh, just a minute. We got to play this. I am sent this in.
The champ is here. All
right, this is my shit right here.
The champ is here.
This shit is crazy.
The evil genius.
Know the champ isn't here. He took it from crack to rap. Now he put out 2 anthems a year. And I just wanna rock for a century and then chase the book with the documentary. If you can't do nothing other than flow, life's a bitch like the mother from Blow. Let's go, don't make me put your heart in your lap. Fuck riding the beat, nigga. I parallel park on the track. Hop out looking crispy, fresh and new. And it's 6, but it's a BM and it's Pepsi Blue. And I don't know you, but I know a man becomes a man from all the shit that he goes. Y'all ain't fucking with Jason. After I cash in, it's really no justification of how I'm gonna change the game. So don't get out of line. It's this little 9 to change your brain. Fuck.
The champ is here. The champ is here. The champ is here. The champ is here.
Got a problem with Jay to handle it when you see Kiss. Time's up. The champ is here. It's the remix. We about to make the world get down. And I hate cops, but it's a new sheriff in town. Let's get everybody pipe down.
I'm on.
You know the game is mine right now. Put your mics down. The truth is that.
Let's go.
Y'all know the black Babe Ruth is back. Listen, the game's scary. Cause everybody running around wanting to be out. Or what about Wayne Perry? Thin line between living and being buried. Where I'm from, either the yard or the cemetery. I don't own a computer, but I download the Ruger. The earth's still spinning while the round's going through ya. Shorty bringing the word back uptown on a scooter. No security, I just move around with a shooter. Pounds of purple, bricks of diesel. Late night finishing strong like Mr. C do. And the Tommy hole 85-45s, dog. So you can go get your people. Just make sure you tell them that.
The champ is here. The champ is here.
Yeah, champ is here.
The champ is here.
That's right.
The champ is here.
Fucking with the champion. You already know. Yeah, game goodbye.
You ain't fucking with the champion.
You already know.
Green man.
Tell them Kiss. Y'all never gonna touch the kid. Kiss of death. They gon' have to get me at the top. Y'all never gon' touch the kid. Thanks to Kiss, no love this time.
The champ is here. The champ is here.
The champ is here.
The champ is here. The champ is here.
Was he repeating the phrase, "The champ is here"? I am.
Yeah.
Now, what question does that? That's why Ion goes silent. Did that answer that? I'll turn that noise off. Was that an answer to Eliza's question, Ion?
Brownie? Woo! $1.25. Come on, are you his boss, man? Are you his senior? Come on, dude. Do you own this place? What is it? Plutonic?
Yay, Corbin. That's Corbin.
Oh, Okay. 25
That's just Corbin. That's just Corbin. Don't water him.
And now I'm getting the thing, man. So tomorrow when you guys are...
My house. Whose house?
Well, that's
house.
Fuck shit up.
I want my money. Bring me my money. Could we? I won. You should all be showing up with my money. Clearly, I won.
All right, we're going to fuck up.
What did you win, Sarah?
I'm going to leave all the money. Something's rocking. And everything of value.
Okay, go ahead, Roxy. Go ahead, Roxy.
Well, Ian was going to answer the question,
that's,
so
that's
you unmuted
why
Corbin.
We are to play Squilly Willys, because sometimes it's such a chaotic thing. What's the point if Ian is here to go into that mode of stupidity?
And what is the mode of stupidity that you're referring to?
When everybody's just talking nonsense.
They're not querying Ian like Carolyn does. They're not getting anything out of it. Is that what you're saying? So Ian goes silent for that reason.
Yes, I mean, what's the point of engaging?
You're expressing Ian's perspective. What's the point in engaging if people are going to be silly? So, Eliza, you got the answer to your question. Now, engage Ian with substantive questions.
Silly. Silly is relative.
You're trying to confuse our... plateau we've arrived at, Ian?
Yeah, Ian, we played the song, we read the lyrics, so can you tell us?
So then what? Yeah, what's the point of these lyrics? The champ is here.
Yeah, is this related to the fight tonight?
We fight most every night.
No, you don't. Well, maybe you do.
We played your song, Ion.
Yeah, we did your bidding. So, what's in it for us? What do we get out of this? You got to hear your song.
A chance for pay-per-view?
For us? Who gets a chance at pay-per-view?
The Fight Watchers.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is there a point in which all the many of us fusing one? Or are we always in six bodies or more bodies and many, many of us?
Yes, and not all at the same time, and sometimes more than that.
Are all worlds like multiverses, like virtual creations? Bob says there is no virtual reality. You know.
Was that German? Hagen? Hagen-ness. I don't know if I ever said that there was no virtual. You have to say that better, Roxy. Do you get what he's saying, Roxy? Is that understandable?
No, I suppose there are things that you cannot express with words. Is that the thing?
Fancy Deutsch.
Ich glaube.
What does Danza Deutsch mean?
Sprechen Sie Deutsch.
Sehr schön.
Don't get despondent, Roxy. Stick at it. Drive with thrust.
Are you using German to express that each language makes you think in a different way?
Sometimes from field of reference.
All right, that's good. Anonymous, I think, is making noises.
Ion, you make a lot of references to Galileo. Can you tell us a little about that?
Well, Galileo was trying to make music sound like explain what was going on from the acoustic point.
The music of the spheres.
Yeah, like trying to understand these physical laws that are always changing, that are not permanent.
Right. Now, LaRouche has done a lot on the musical part of Galileo's cosmology. Maybe LaRouche is on the right track there.
Is there like something that is not always becoming? Like the Vedas thought the only thing that is really eternal is this universal Om, the sound that is always.
Oh, that sound is Zimbab Zimbab.
The Om.
Is there an Om?
He should play.
Is there an Om?
Like a frequency that is always there?
It's Zimbab Zimbab.
Okay. Waffen SS, okay. This is going to be very unpleasant. And what does that answer, Ion? How does that footage of Nazi Hitler and Nuremberg, what question does that connect?
That sound, the Om, that's the Om, the Om, the Om.
Om, the Om.
You mean Om.
The music is the Om. This is the sound of Om. Noted, duly noted. On to the next topic.
Ion.
Sound in the osmium, osmania. Osmania.
What about it?
It's the answer to the next question.
Male voice, you were bringing in the next question. Go ahead.
Ion, I took some legal action this past week. Can you tell me if I will be positive outcome in my favor in the first part of June?
Osmania.
Okay, thank you.
What's Osmania? Is that celebrating Australia?
No.
Is it the city in India?
No.
It's got something to do with osmium?
Osmium, the metal that he was talking about earlier.
Osmium?
Empire.
You mean the Black Show, the hip-hop series? Empire?
No. Osmanian Empire.
Adi. The Ottoman. Empire.
Yes. Until 1922.
Oh.
How'd you know that was the Ottoman, Carolyn?
Google. The Googler.
It's called Osmian also.
Yeah.
She's been on the facial book, doing some looking up, doing on the Googler. She got her a real sharp Googler, bub.
Ottoman Empire. Now, what's that got to do with anything?
That's what's going to come out next Tuesday.
The Ottoman Empire.
Is it going to be shaken there?
Shake and bake.
Yeah, there's a Facebook page called Ottoman Empire. Sultanate, Osmania, an educational website, and it's about the Ottoman Empire, established by Osman I in 1299.
That was Marie's daddy.
Marie Antoinette.
Antoinette.
Marie Henrietta. Marie.
Marie Osmond.
Is it related to the Ottoman anthem?
Ottoman anthem.
William Harborn.
Norfolk diplomat. English ambassador to the Ottoman Empire. Gosh.
Yay, she's so good.
What year?
1542 to 1617, so way back there.
And that's H-A-R-B-O-N?
B-O-R-N. B-O-R-N-E, Harborn.
William Harborn.
Of Great Yarmouth, Norfolk.
Appointed is that related to the objects that Bob is going to get?
There was a transfer made, thanks to William Harborn, of some stuff that they got from China, or they gave to China. I'm
getting warmer.
He was appointed by Queen Elizabeth I of England.
Ah, so what, 1600s, Carol?
Well, no, the middle to late 1500s.
So he died when?
1617.
So let's figure he did this at the end of his life.
Yeah.
In the early 1600s.
He was trying to get some objects, right?
Do.
Did he got them?
Some say he did.
What does John Dee say? Did John Dee have a clue? No, he did not.
Oh, Lord,
correct?
Suffering cat. Him no. Or Billy Dee or any of the Dees. And Susan Dee and Sandra Dee, none of them knew. They didn't know.
And where are these objects now?
Bob Seller.
Yeah, and Edward Osborn led the Association of Traders that Harborn was the English ambassador for.
Osborn.
Osborn name came from.
Why do Bob needs all the gold? What is he going to do with them?
Give it to me.
Does gold have any practical use?
And it's the 3, 2, 1. Okay, it's in Bob Zimbabwe.
George's mental doodles just came in.
Oh, Lord, suffering cats in his little cage. You know, the bigger the dog, the smaller the cage they seem to like.
So this is a song by Sandra Dee, or it's about Sandra Dee, the rock and roll singer.
Is this a song from the movie Grease?
Thanks, Richie. I'm sorry to be so much trouble.
Oh, it's okay.
This goody two-shoes makes me want to bark.
Look at me, I'm Sandra Dee. Lousy with virginity. Won't go to bed till I'm legally wed. I can't, I'm Sandra Dee. Watch it. Hey, I'm Doris Day.
One cigarette.
Keep your filthy paws off my silky drawers. Would you pull that crap with a net? As for you, Troy Donahue, I know what you wanna do. You got your crust. I'm no object of lust.
I'm just plain Sandra Dee.
Elvis! Elvis! Let me be! Keep that pelvis far from me. Just keep your cool. Now you're starting to drool. Hey. Bongo. I'm Sandra Dee.
You're making fun of me, Riz? Some people are so touchy.
Wow.
JW was complaining about some of your song choices the other night to me, Ion. He doesn't like ticky-tack houses. Probably didn't like this one.
Well, I like this one.
But the good news, he's young. He'll get over it.
Am I unmuted?
Yep.
Okay, great. Ion.
Oh, no, you're
know...
still on mute. You're still on mute. Yeah, you're still on mute.
Okay. I want to know why Michael is still here. What's he doing? I want to know why Michael is sticking around.
For fun.
He doesn't seem like he's having very much fun. Is that really the only thing?
Ooh, elaborate more.
Well, he complains a lot, and sometimes he takes advantage of certain things about me. I don't know how to explain it without being self-debasive. I'm trying to learn what the difference between telling the truth and, like, being honest about my situation and not admitting that I need help or something. I don't know how to put that. Must be the brainwashing. But, yeah, I don't understand. He doesn't seem happy at all, and he doesn't seem to want to do any of the things that I would want him to do.
What you want him to do?
Go get my paintings, like all of them, and then give me my money and give me the last 3 months' worth of bills at least so I can figure out like where things been going and just things like that. I told him clearly. So I want to know why he won't answer me or get on the line or whatever. He's in the same house as me, although it is my house.
Make it a question directly at Ion, Sarah.
I want to know why Michael's sticking around.
Well, ask it. Don't say I want to know. Ask it. Why is Michael staying around?
I already did. I'll put it like that. And the answer is, for fun, I want to say that it's not fun for me. He's not convincing me that he's having fun. And I don't need him to continue not having fun here. And he can go.
So what's your question of Ion?
Why won't he when I say that?
You want us to smote him?
Yes. Well, no. I don't know. Do I? No, probably not. I did that to Bob, and look what that turned out.
You tried to smote me, Sarah?
Apparently.
Apparently? Repairmently?
Yeah.
When did you do that? About that time I had a bad day when the shark came up to me, and he looked at me.
Probably.
You better watch it. Sarah ordered me over to talk to you.
It was a Sharknado.
I said, you got a question, Shark?
Yeah, my question
is, why
are
you acting?
Why?
I said, no, we don't deal with the 6 degrees separation. So he asked me all his questions with the 6 degrees separation. I turned down every question, and he got frustrated. He went off, and he bit someone else.
Yeah, you told him it's in your
inbox.
Yes,
Ion, I want you to smoke Michael. Thank you. For offering, and I hope that you do it, because I asked Michael, or Michael was like, oh, go get Keith. I go, okay, will you go get him? He wouldn't do it.
Now,
I don't understand that. So I'm hoping you're not making a fake promise, Ion.
Hey, you can bring up a whole other topic. What was the date when you tried to smoke me? Is it this year?
No, this was like before I even really, probably the second time I ever listened to your show, and it was because I had the card deck, and I had never read the book or whatever. I didn't know what they all meant. I went through it, and there was one that said, write Ion's name on your axe. And so I did, and I was like, real drat the rue the day, drat you, Bob.
Yeah. All right.
But it was... at like kind of the whole thing where you don't speak it out in anger, because I had the power to speak to the angels, but I had no idea that there was authority or authorization. I didn't even know.
Okay, back to Ion. Ask him another question.
Can we stop smoting Bob, please? I don't want to smote Bob.
Yes, yeah, stop smoking me. Substitution.
Yeah.
Let's substitute Michael for Bob.
Yes, do. Do. Oh, do.
Do. Is that Renee? I think that was Renee.
That was Renee.
I bet.
That was Renee?
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
well,
so you bubbled.
No.
This is not a cat fight. I have a cat fight.
What
these humans go at it?
You're
muffled, Renee. Move your mouth.
Oh, okay.
Pickles. Yeah, that's better.
Pickles,
okay.
Is that you? Is that you, Pickles?
Mm-hmm. That is one of my names, actually.
Barbella.
I've never answered to. But that
oh, wow.